I was watching the Charlie Brown special the other day. And my favorite part is when Linus walks out on stage and Charlie Brown says, you know, does anybody really know what Christmas means? Actually sounds more like Jim from Taxi, but that's my best Charlie Brown. And Linus says, sure, yeah, I can tell you what Christmas means. And so he steps out and he says, lights please, and they put a spotlight on him. He tells this, basically the Christmas story from the book of Luke. You guys know that particular passage? Well, that's not the one we're going to use today, so. We're going to use the other one. There's two passages in the Bible that tell the story of Christmas. We're going to use the one told by Matthew. So Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. What a beautiful name. I love what Tom was saying today. Isn't that an amazing, awesome, wonderful name? Jesus. I just love the name on my lips. I love when that name invaded my life and changed everything in my life. In fact, let's just take a moment. If you want to just close your eyes for a moment and just whisper that name, just let his name be on your lips. And just repeat that name, Jesus. And if you love him, just tell him that you love him and use his name. If you're thankful to him, just tell him, Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. So grateful, Jesus, for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that a beautiful name? It's the name above all names. Praise God. It is the name at which the Bible says every knee should bow of everyone in heaven and on earth and below the earth, and every tongue confess that he is the Lord. It is the only name, the Bible says, given among men whereby we must be saved. The only name in which there is salvation. It says that in believing on his name, we have the right to become the children of God. It is through faith in his name that the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, souls are saved. As Tom was saying, demons tremble at his name. The apostles rejoiced to suffer hardship for the sake of his name. They celebrated the opportunity. What a name! I love that name. That name has meant everything to me and has absolutely forever changed my life. Can you say the same thing? Can you say that Jesus has forever changed your life? Don't you love that name? It's just something about that name. Now, the angel told Joseph, he appeared to him in a dream, and he told Joseph, that Mary, whom he was betrothed to, like he was engaged to her, she was considered even his wife at that point, even though they had not consummated their relationship, that Mary would bring forth a son, and that he was to call that son Jesus. And the angel said it was because he would save his people from their sin. Call his name Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Now, someone might ask, well, what in the world does one have to do with the other? Why call him Jesus? What does calling him Jesus have to do with him saving his people from their sin? Yes, it's true he was Jesus. Yes, it's true he saved us from sin. But what does one have to do with the other? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you, since you insist. I don't want to, you know, I'm an easygoing guy. The name Jesus literally means the Lord is salvation. The Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, the covenant name of God, the Lord is salvation. And the Bible says that there is only one Savior, and that is the Lord.